Whoa, I gotta get my mic working here. That's right. Because it's the radio and you talk through a mic. Now it's turned on. So I can say, hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Antique Phonograph Music Program. It's your host, Mac, once again, here doing the Victrola Hour. That's right. Me and the Victrola and a big stacko. No, not wax. Stacko shellac. That's right. Spinning those shellac, coal dust, and pumice discs. A big pile of them today. We started off there tonight with Barth's Mississippians on the Columbia label. A late acoustic from 1928 entitled, I Can't Get Enough of You. Mm-hmm. You know how that goes sometimes. And I'm going to keep it going here with a pile with several dance records. We're going to hear now from Abe Lyman's California Orchestra, a Brunswick record from 1924. This is a tune called Jealous.
Thank you.
I always said I wanted to do a show of just N-Groove. How would y'all feel about an hour of just... like, let one play for 3 minutes and then put another one up? Here's a favorite N-Groove of mine. Oh, this is a fantastic N-Groove. Oh, that was a nice Brunswick record. And this happens to have the original sleeve for this record, which is kind of rare. Oh, let me read to you what it says on the Brunswick sleeve. Talks about the clearness of the Brunswick record. That's a little worn away, but the other part looks okay. The other part talks about better rendition. That you may enjoy to the utmost the talent of your favorite artist. Brunswick has developed the art of record making to a perfection, acclaimed years beyond its time by the highest of musical authorities. No matter who your favorite artist in the new Hall of Fame is, or what Brunswick selection you like best, the same flawless tonal beauty prevails in every Brunswick record. For better results in playing Brunswick records, set your machine at 80 revolutions per minute and use Brunswick needles. So these are 80s. They're not 78s. How about that? Okay. Continuing now with a great band from... 1925. Here are Coon Sanders' original Nighthawk Orchestra with a vocal refrain by C.A. Coon and J.L. Sanders. This is a foxtrot called Dreaming of Tomorrow. Better do a little windy-windy because I think we need it. Thank you. All right. So that was definitely an early electric record there by Coon Sanders. Yeah, 1900. Well, the 1900 series, 804. It's pretty early in the electric releases. I thought they started around 20,000, but yeah, you can tell by that sound. A little more fidelity. Time to upgrade the Victrola, huh? okay, so moving on. What do we got next? Yes, we have Miss Patricola on a Victor record. This one is from 1921. You know, since I read the Brunswick label before, actually the sleeve, I'm going to do the same thing for this one. This Victor Records in its original sleeve. Victor Records and Victrolas are scientifically coordinated and synchronized in the process of manufacture and are made for use together. They should be so used to secure a perfect reproduction. The Victor Company's pictorial trademark, his master's voice, affords a ready means of identification. Look for it on the record labels and the inside the lids of Victrolas. For best results, this record should be played only on a Victor instrument. Yeah, of course it should be, because you want everyone to play the records only on your machines. They play fine on other machines. But, you know, it's actually true. Victor records do sound best on Victor machines, and Columbia records do sound best on Columbia machines. So in a way, it's true. They will play on other machines. Part of its marketing, which Victor was really working, that whole marketing angle. Basically, they established the record industry and the idea of giving the people what they want, even though they may not know they want it. So let's go now with Miss Patricola from 1921 with a hot number called I've Got My Habits On.
I'm like crazy. Take them up. Lay them down. Just a mean, dreadful clown for everyone in town. Doggone, I've got my habits on. Hey, hey.
Nice. Nice record there for Miss Patricola. I have a feeling, although they're not mentioned on the record, let me see. Usually she's got the Virginians backing her up. It sounds very similar on that record to them, that band. She did a bunch of hot records on Victor. And also on Perfect, I have a couple of her songs. So, fantastic. Moving on to the next thing. What do we have next? Oh, we're going to move on to some early stuff. First, we have the music hall performer, Miss Vesta Victoria. An early Victor record. This one's from 1907. Is that 107 years old? I got to tell you, I was out of needles for my Victrola here at the station, and I left my place this morning. You know, you know how it is when you leave your place. You're like, all right, I got my phone, I got my keys, I got my wallet. What else do I need? Oh, yeah, I got my records for my show. I got this paperwork. I got that, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I'm good. And then I walked out the door. I was halfway down. I was like, wait a minute. Needles. I was totally out of needles. Imagine if I came to my show and didn't have any Victrola needles to play the records with. I'd have to be cutting my toenails off and be playing records with those. I would do it. I'm going to do it one of these days. I keep threatening. I'm just waiting for a big fat one that I can cut off and sharpen up. I think I'm going to do it live on the air. I think I'm going to have video of me cutting my toenail off, sharpening it, putting it in the reproducer. I want to hear what that special toenail tone is like. That special Mac toenail tone. That's right. God, what record should I play? Should probably be the OK Laughing record. I don't know. Anyway, here's Miss Vesta Victoria from 1907 with a tune entitled Man, 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 Girls, You're Thinking Too Much of the Men. Is that true?
Thumb on the top. Everyone's selfish and mean as can be.
They call her the blessed milk out of your tea. Girls, they are thinking too much of the men. If you knew what I know about men, you'd look before you leave. Men are all right when they're fast asleep. Oh, I'm handsome, so I ought to know. If you can't see through them, I can. It's something to put your cold feet on at night. That's a man, man, man.
Did she say that something to put your feet up on at night is a man, man, man? Yeah, this is got to fit into one of my opposite sex bashing sets that I want to do. I talked about that. Occasionally I'll have a few wife-hating records and man-hating records. Opposite sex-hating records. There's definitely not as many of those as opposite sex loving records. And there's definitely less same sex loving records. But there are some of those from this period too. Oh yeah, that stuff creeped in a little bit. Mm-hmm. That ain't brand new. All right, we're going to hear a big hit song now. Big, big song for Miss Helen Trix, one of the Trix sisters, and her big song, which really, put her on the map as far as being an artist that you would get to know, was this one from 1906. And this one is called The Bird on Nellie's Hat. People were singing and whistling the song all over the place. Now you're next. I'm here. All right. Very nice one there from Miss Helen Trix. Love that little Pop Diddy. Pop Diddy. No relation to any other Diddy. Okay, keeping organized here. And keeping the show rolling along. We are going to now hear a little bit of jazz and blues. Starting off with the original Dixieland Jazz Band's version of Mamie Smith's 1919 hit, Crazy Blues. So let's have them have their turn, all right? All right. Sorry, but I don't like the way that needle sounds. I put a needle, you know, usually two records per needle is okay, and then they're trash. Sometimes after one play, they're gone. Let's see if this is better. I think part of that had to do with it's a bit of a worn record. Also, a lot of signal, just a lot of Dixieland jazz packed into those grooves. I think that record would be much better served with a soft tone needle. I have all medium tone needles. You know, with your Victrola, you had two ways of adjusting the volume. When I say Victrola, what I'm referring to is one of the upright cabinet machines, but they could be tabletop. looks like a wooden box, looks like a piece of furniture with a crank on the side. And they usually have a lid, but not always. And the little doors in the front. The bottom portion, if it was an upright machine, were for record storage. And then there were some little doors, which were in front of the horn. And the more you opened up the doors, the more sound you let out. So if you closed the doors, it would get quiet. When you had horn machines, you didn't have that luxury of the doors to open and close the sound, the horn. But you know that expression, put a sock in it? Where do you think it came from? It came from when the gramophone was playing too loud and you wanted to dampen the sound in the horn. Put a sock in it. And it actually works very well as a filter. But the other way was that there were different thicknesses of needles made. There were loud tone, extra loud tone, medium tone, and soft tone. How did those work? Soft tone were a very thin needle, close to what you might imagine for a sewing needle. Extra loud tone were very thick, had a very fat tip. Basically, the way it worked was more mass in the groove to pick up the vibrations to send it up the reproducer and out into the air. With a thin needle, less mass, less vibrations, less sound. And it really works. So those were your volume adjustments for those Victrolas back in the day. Okay, we're going to continue now with Edith Wilson with Johnny Dunn's original Jazz Hounds on a Columbia record from 1922. Edith is expressing that sentiment. He used to be your man, but he's my man now. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Nice record. I love that little double time shift that they go into at certain points on that record. Very nice. Okay, I believe we have one more. Oh, yeah. From two of the greatest blues singers of the 20s together. You know, Bessie Smith and Clara Smith made several records together. Both wonderful singers. And I'm lucky enough to have a couple of them. And this is them on a 1923 Columbia record in the 1300 series. And the 1300 series only had about 10 records or so. I mean, maybe even like 7. I don't know why they used this numbering system so short. But they kept the flag label, but the 1300 was gone pretty quick. But here they are. Bessie Smith and Clara Smith from 1923. The tune entitled, I'm Going Back to My Used to Be. Sense a theme here? Sometimes you make a mistake. What's that old saying? You don't know what you got till it's gone. Yeah, that happens. You can go back. It's sometimes a little difficult. But you can go back. Hopefully you weren't too much of a jerk that you can't make amends. But maybe you were, and you can't go back. Well, all you can do is go back crying on your hands and knees and beg forgiveness. Maybe you'll get it, maybe you won't. Who knows? I can't say. It's all between you two. All right. We're going to do a few talking records now. I always wanted to find some Will Rogers records. And I found some a few weeks ago. And so here's Will Rogers on a 1924 Victor record. It's called Will Rogers Tells Traffic Chiefs How to Direct Traffic. Talk about a subject that is so out of time for us today. There's traffic cops occasionally, but they're just trying to stop gridlock. There's a time there were traffic cops everywhere. Okay.
Mr. Toastmaster, traffic chiefs from all over the world. I am here to represent what is left of a vanishing race, and that is the pedestrian. Now, while you birds have been directing traffic in all of our big cities, I know more about it than the whole mess of you do. I've been dodging it. Why, you even have to towers built up in the air so you won't get run over yourself. That I am able to be here tonight is not any thanks to you. I owe it to a keen eye and a nimble pair of legs. But I know they'll get me someday. I'm not as young as I used to be, and they're missing me closer every day. Just yesterday, I had to run in a store and shut the door in the driver's face to keep him from getting me. Another chased me into a building, and I hopped into an elevator. That's all that saved me. Now, in my younger days, I could have stayed on the sidewalk and dodged these fellas fairly. Taxicab drivers nowadays are the same fellas who run the submarines during the war. They duck down and they don't come up for three or four blocks. Some towns have the streets all marked off with white lines. It's a sort of a game. If the fella running the car hits you while you're inside those white lines, it don't count. He's got to come back and run over you again. Before we had traffic officers, there was not near as many people killed outright as there is now. But there was more hurt, which proves that by having a traffic officer to properly direct you, the driver can finish his victim where, in the old days, he could only hurt him. So, I think your association can well report progress. Prohibition has helped the pedestrian a little, as the drivers are afraid to run over just anybody. It might be a bootlegger and they would get the tires all cut up. Here are a few rules which I want you to adopt. Eliminate all right and left-hand turns. Make everybody go straight ahead. Rule two, eliminate all streetcars from the streets. They only get in people's way who are in a hurry walking home. Third, to speed up traffic, have a man hired by the city in each block to do nothing but crank, stall, forward cars. Four, nobody is to drive on Sunday but just the weekend drivers who don't drive any other day. Then all they can hit is each other. Have everybody going east, go on Monday. Everybody going west, go Tuesday, and so on. That's the only way you will ever make the streets of the United States safe for democracy. At the present rate, in 2 years, there will be no pedestrians left. So where will you birds' jobs be? I see the sign is up to go, so long.
Nice. Okay. I was pretty wrong because, you know, the idea of obviously cars having too much of the road and almost killing pedestrians is a subject that's very much going on today. So there you go. Whether it be traffic chiefs or lights or civil engineers figuring this stuff out, it remains the same since 1924, huh?
Oh, boy.
Okay. I'm going to continue now with another talking record. Since we heard about the traffic chiefs, now we're going to hear from Mr. Bert Shepherd with a little talk on a Victor record. This one's from 1904. The Boy and the Cheese.
My
boss sent me to pay a bill at the grocer's last Saturday. The grocer behind the counter gave me a present of something wrapped in a piece of silver paper, which he told me was a piece of Limburger cheese. When I got outside the shop, I opened the paper, and when I smelt what was inside, I felt tired. I took it home and put it in the coal shed. In the morning, I went to it again. It was still there. Nobody had taken it. I wondered what I could do with it. Father and mother were getting ready to go to church. I put a piece in the back pocket of Father's trousers and another piece in the lining of Ma's muff. I walked behind when we started for church, and it was beginning to get very warm. When we got in the church, Father looked anxious, and Mother looked as if something had happened. After the first hymn, Mother told Father not to sing again, but to keep his mouth shut and breathe through his nose. After the prayer, the perspiration stood on Father's face, and the people in the next pew to ours got up and went out. After the next hymn, Father whispered to Mother that he thought she'd better go out and air herself. After the second lesson, some of the church wardens came round to see if there were any dead rats in the church. Some more people in our pew got up and went out, putting their handkerchiefs to their noses as they went. The parson said they'd better close the service and hold a meeting outside to discuss the sanitary condition of the church. Mother told Father they'd better go home one at a time. Father told Mother to go the nearest way home, disinfect herself before he came. When they got home, they both went into the front room but didn't speak for some time. Mother spoke first and told Father to put the cat out of the room. She thought it was going to be sick. It was sick before Father could get it out. Mother then turned round and noticed that the canary bird was dead. Mother told Father not to sit so near the fire. It made it worse. Father told Mother to go and smother herself. Just then our servant came in and asked if she should open the window as the room smelled very close. Father went upstairs and changed his clothes and had a hot bath. Mother took Father's clothes and offered them to a tramp who said, thank you, kind lady, they're a bit too high for me. Father came in to wish me good night at about 10 o'clock in the evening with a razor strap in his hand. I got under the bed. The people next door thought we were beating carpets in our house. I can't sit down comfortably yet. I have to take my meals off the mantelpiece. No more Limburger jokes for me.
Kid got his ass whooped. Okay, that's what happens when you mess around with Limburger cheese. I got some Limburger cheese once. Because I really, you know, it's legendarily stinky. It's a legendary stinky cheese. And it was pretty darn stinky. But I ate some. I mean, I'm a fan of stinky cheese. So, yeah. But I didn't hide it anywhere or do anything like that, because that could be nasty. Nasty. Okay. I had a Prohibition record I was going to play to follow up this one, but it broke on the way here. I dropped it. So we're just going to hear Cohen on Prohibition. Cohen was one of those dudes who made a lot of talking records. And here it is. This is a 1920 Regal record.
Meeting call to order. What's that, Goldstein? You want a beer? No. This isn't that kind of an order. I'll give you two orders. Get out and stay out. This is a Prohibition meeting. I am here to tell you all about Prohibition. Does anybody want to know what Prohibition is? What do you want to know, Levi? What is a Prohibitionist? A Prohibitionist is a fella with water on the brain and whiskey in his cellar. One of them fellas that's always yelling, keep whiskey down. Well, he's right. We should keep whiskey down. What's the good of drinking it if we can't keep it down? And where would this country be today if those Prohibition fellas had their way? Where could we get the spirit of 1776? Could Columbus get a schooner to discover this country with? Could Washington cross the Brandywine? Could Paul Revere have his pony? Could peace be signed in black and white? And I ask you, could the Statue of Liberty be lit up all the time? Congress said we must get rid of all the whiskey. And I think, Goldstein, you're trying to do it. Then they gave us 2% beer. Now a fella has to drink 50 bottles of 2% to be 100% drunk. Believe me, the fella that discovered near beer had a rotten idea of distance. You ask me, Mr. Lefkowitz, can a man get drunk on water? Yes, sir. A man can get just as drunk on water as he can on land. They say whiskey kills more men than bullets. Naturally, a man would rather be full of whiskey than full of bullets. While none of us want to be shot, there is a lot of us that would like to be have shot. Remember where you are, Mr. Greenberg. What do you mean by lying down on one side? What's that you say? You're paralyzed on one side. Well, that's not my fault. The saloons are on both sides. And while I'm thinking of it, Mr. Stein, I saw you lying in the gutter last night. What was the matter? You said two men were holding you down. Who were they, Haig and Haig? Now they give us good advice. They say when you feel that you want to drink a glass of whiskey, eat an apple. And you won't need the whiskey. But who wants to carry around a basket of apples all day? Can you picture a fella in love today? He asks his girl for a hand. And she says no. And he says, I'm going out and drink myself to death. Then he goes out and drinks 25 nut sundaes. President Wilson signed the Prohibition Bill, all right. But what did he do after he signed it? He took his wife and sneaked to Europe. Friends, I want to tell you that whiskey is the root of all evil. So I move we adjourn to Ginsburg cellar and get right down to the root.
All right. Lots of drinking jokes there. Ha, ha, ha. Funny, funny. No alcohol. It probably wasn't too funny. Although, I would have loved to live in those speakeasy days. Going out to the speakeasies. Sneaking around. Listening to hot jazz. With the flappers. Oh, yeah. I do my best to recreate it these days. For sure. But enough about that. That's about it for the program for tonight, folks. I'll be back next week with more records. Remember, you can follow me on the Instagram with lots of phonograph-oriented stuff. My name on the Instagram is Phonograph DJ Mac. Phonograph DJ Mac. And on Facebook, I've got a great page called Antique Phonograph Enthusiasts. Lots of experienced collectors, lots of newbies, lots of questions being asked. Lots of answers being given. And I always like to mention once in a while, if you go to my home page of my playlists, I've got an antique phonograph ringtone that you can download. And Okay, so that's going to about do it for this edition of the show, folks. I've got one more to leave you with. This is the Harmonians on the Harmony label from 1928 with a tune called There's a Rainbow Round My Shoulder. There sure is. And I hope there's one around yours, too. So, folks, until next time, this is your host, Mac, of the Antique Phonograph Music Program, saying nighty-night, everybody. Thank you.
listen to WFMU East Orange and WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
That's enough of that. Mother, tell your children not to mind. Oh, God. Learn to turn tight to all. That's abbreviated for
version. Thank you. I nailed it. Anyway, hello and welcome to the goddamn Dave Hill Show with me, Dave Hill, Pride of Cleveland. I'm going to turn the... just sexier with this music on, isn't it? I am rock hard. There's no two ways about it. Anyway, hi, how are you? I'm incredible. Thanks so much for listening to this, the goddamn Dave Hill Show, here on WFMU, in the heart of Jersey City, the Paris of New Jersey, in my opinion. We have an incredible show for you tonight. Comedian, actor, writer, handsome man, sharp dresser, Christian Finnegan is going to be in here in a little later. Talking and whatnot. What else? The lovely and talented Shayna Feinberg is on the phones, answering the F out of those phones. If you want to call in, tell us what's on your mind, a matter of great importance, talk about feelings, whatever, really, call her at 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. Danny D, I know you're out there. You can call in. Anyone else call in. Let's try to break this thing tonight. Just break the damn phones all together till they melt. And, I don't know. I was trying to make it lead to somehow where everyone ends up having intercourse, but I really don't know where I was headed with that, to be honest. Anyway, the number again is 201-209-9368. For hot and sexy talk, or you want medical advice, I'm really good with that. Follow me on Twitter at Mr. Dave Hill. That's at Mr. Dave Hill. You can tweet at me, and then I'll tweet back. I'll be like, oh yeah, you know, whatever you say, I'll say something back. We can keep in touch via the internet that way. What else? There's a chat room, WFMU.org. I'm going to bring this sexy music down because I'm finding it hard to concentrate. I got to be honest. What with its arousing qualities. I don't know if you get that way ever. But I certainly do. Anyway, the chat room, WFMU.org. Go in there and chat with people, which is great. It's from the future. A lot of people thought that'd be 20 years off. Not the case. What else? Hashtag DaveHillWFMU if you want to. If you're a hashtagging type, I haven't really gotten the hang of it myself. But, you know, someday, baby steps. What else? Let's just solo for a while. Alright, that's enough of that. I'm kind of winded. I'm still really jet-lagged from Australia. I know that. I don't know what the word is. Wuss, I guess that would make me. But really struggling. 2 weeks later, not really showing any great signs of improvement. What else is going on? I was thinking about the show tonight, as I do most Tuesdays in my crunch class that I teach on a volunteer basis. I'm just thinking about what's going on in the world with me, Dave Hill, mentioned earlier, and beyond. And I was thinking back, I think since the last show, I need to run a check on this, but Andre Johnson, the rapper, I had never heard of him, but apparently he's a Wu-Tang affiliate. He, as you know, I'm sure everyone's heard this story, but he cut his penis off. Bold move. Even that alone, I feel like, would have been enough to make headlines.